Give us an overview of what the Paradise Papers release has shown us.
I think what it has shown us is that there are multiple ways for very wealthy individuals and companies that are highly profitable to be able to shield their income from a lot of U.S. taxes. So they're looking at ways, and I can't fault anybody for that, of paying less than the amount of taxes if there's a way to protect it. The other thing, though, it does show us is that there's a lot of things that we don't know. This information is often hidden. When it's offshore, it's not subject to the reporting requirements that we would typically see in the United States. So it's always interesting to see what kinds of things companies and people might be hiding.
Right, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. It's not illegal to do this, as far as we know. This isn't something that's explicitly not allowed. But I'm sure it's raising some eyebrows for folks that companies are largely keeping their money overseas to avoid paying large corporate taxes.
That's right. That's what I see going on with this. The only time it would be illegal is if they did, I mean, there are rules, and if they did set it up improperly, or if they were hiding corrupt money or money laundering or things like that. But a general principle, it does make logical sense to try to pay, have a lower tax rate, and that's what these companies appear to be doing.
Now, I would just want to pivot slightly and talk about the Republican tax plan. One of the things that it would do is lower the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20%. And one of the justifications they're giving for that is that it's going to help entice corporations who are keeping their money overseas to bring that money back to the states.
I think that's highly unlikely, because I don't think 20% does it. Based on the news reports I've seen, it appears that companies are shielding a lot more than that, that tax rates may go down to as low as 2%. I've seen 2%, 5% figures in the press. So changing it to 20%, that argument to me doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I don't think it's low enough to have that type of effect.
And then sort of, I guess, to the next question, do you think there should be a lower tax rate here in the country to entice these companies back? Is that worth it to us?
I don't think it will entice the companies back. To the extent we might want a lower tax rate for companies for all the reasons that you might want a lower tax rate, it may help profitability, it may help spur investment, it may give them money for other types of things. So you need to look at what you're really trying to do with tax policy. But I don't think it's going to bring back any companies that have found offshore havens to be profitable for them.
Essentially, is it worth it to go after companies like this, or is it, this is just how business is done?
I think we should think about going after companies like this in terms of, there are other ways that taxes could be structured to capture taxation on this income based on the business that they do in the United States. We could look at other ways to tax the companies to the extent that revenue is needed. But in terms of just lowering the tax rate on the theory that will bring these companies back into U.S. taxing authorities, I just don't see that as happening.
Okay. Anything else you think is important to mention about this?
I think that's pretty much it. I always get concerned, though, when companies are doing things that we don't have a lot of disclosure about, and that we find out in a leak, or that they have various secrets that they're keeping, both for companies, for individuals. So I've always been concerned about the offshore tax havens for that reason, to the extent that there's information there that that we might want to know.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.